For many people living along the western edge of Lake Erie, seeing algae is nothing new. Lake Erie is the shallowest and warmest of the five Great Lakes. Algae like to grow here. But the cold winter months usually kill off what grows over the summer. That's not the case for a new type of algae that has spread through this area in the last year. Jerry Brown has lived and paddled his boats along these shores for years. We're standing next to a beach that is piled with mounds of dried green and brown algae 3 feet high.
It's like a carpeting that grows on top of itself and becomes matted, and it appears to dry, but it doesn't deteriorate. What used to be my wonderful lakefront and the waves lapping up against my seawall is now what I call my lower 40, because it's a field.
The algae are known as Lingbia wallii. Residents have been warned not to touch it because it might cause skin rashes. Lingbia algae are common in Florida and some other southern states. It probably hitched a ride up here from a pleasure boat. Just down the road, Brown's neighbor is John Pastrick. He's using his tractor to lift a water pump out of the lake. He uses the pump to water the lawns around his house. Recently, his pump stopped working. It's completely covered by the dark green goop.
And so the pump can't suck through that. So now I've got to clean that off of here so that the filter can once again work. But it's a short-term solution because it's going to fill back up again.
Pastrick says he'd love to find a way to get rid of the algae. What he's not aware of is that he might be contributing to the problem. His house is surrounded by green lawns.
You know, my wife and daughter just returned from Ireland, and yesterday they said, boy, this looks like Ireland. It's so green.
It's that green because it gets treated with fertilizers by a lawn care company. The invasive algae feed on fertilizers that are washed off the land by rain. I'm here with Sandy Binn of the environmental group, the Waterkeeper Alliance. She's also Pastrick's neighbor, and she tries to convince him to tell his lawn company to stop using phosphorus as a fertilizer.
It will be just as green. It will not change it a bit. In fact, Lowe's now, on their Scotts products that they sell, there's no phosphorus. I checked this year. And so it's, you know, a lot of companies are adopting it because they know it's not needed. It can actually, I think, have less cost because they don't have to put that in it. It doesn't have any effect on your lawn. There's no reason to have it.
Binn says to stop the invasive algae, one of the most important things people can do is to stop giving it nutrients such as phosphorus. These nutrients come from a lot of places. They leak from septic systems. They come from sewage treatment plants, and they wash off farm fields and lawns.
We really need to get it out of dishwasher detergent, to get it out of lawn fertilizers, to work with the agricultural community to reduce it. We need to find out what's causing it quickly, because we don't want to become the old poster child where the great, you know, where Lake Erie is really having major problems.
Researchers say phosphorus isn't the only problem. They say people need to cut back on another of the algae's favorite food, nitrogen. Hans Perl is with the Institute of Marine Sciences in North Carolina. He says once these mats of algae get started, it can be tough to stop them because they can start to make their own nutrients.
So in many ways, once a bloom gets going in a lake or a stream or a river or coastal waters, it becomes kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. The bottom line is we need to think about nitrogen as well as phosphorus as far as ultimately controlling and managing these blooms.
Back at the lakefront, boater Jerry Brown says he hopes they can solve the problem soon.
You know, I'm 70 years old. I've been here 40 years. I love this place. I love living on the lake. And, you know, I no longer have use of the lake. And I'm very fearful that this won't be corrected and that I'll end my days not being able to use the lake that I love so much.
To stop the spread of these kinds of algae, it will take cooperation from farmers, cities, pretty much everyone. Anything we put on the land or in our pipes flows into the water. But at the moment, most people don't seem to know that they're a part of the problem, and nutrients such as phosphorus and nitrogen continue to pollute the water. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.